Roger, why'd you lie to me?
Whatever
happened to me on Kind of Munchies?
That's because I just don't have think you have the presence. Damn. You know what I mean? You don't have the presence to eat food. You know, I see the way you eat food. You need to present when you eat food. You know what I mean?
You're a good reactor when it comes to like video game stuff. Let's get hype. Oh my God, big reveal. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
We need somebody who is so innocent, who has so vanilla of a palate,
yeah,
that when they eat something as simple as fried rice, they go, whereas like if you're gonna be eating stuff on Kind of Munchies,
that's what
brings
the table though. Is that
you're gonna be like,
you order a different thing every time you go to any restaurant. Mm-hmm. You're adventurous when it comes to that. You're eating tuna sandwiches and
which
for
is
breakfast.
What I bring to the table.
Yes, but here's the thing: that's not good content. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yum yum yum. Ooh, I'm eating this weird pizza.
You're literally.
I'm gonna make a weird. So I told him the other day. I was explaining to him the pizza that one of the pizzas I'm gonna do, which is like a Popeye's pizza.
Which by the time this episode comes out,
it's already happened, right? So. But I can explain to you any of like the weird, gross things that I'm doing, and you would look at me and be like, that might be good. You know what I mean? And that's
what you want. You want someone who's willing to adventure.
He makes a valid point of like someone who's like, yeah, that fucked up thing you just made, I'm kind of into it.
Yeah.
Because then you get the opposite thing where it's like Micah doing like the kind of poor reaction where it's like, the positive reaction from Blessing could be almost like discomforting in a very.
You're kind of selling me on this because you could be on tomorrow's episode.
I don't want to throw you
off. He's like, my schedule's busy
until
tomorrow.
2 minutes ago, he thought Nick was on, but Nick's not here.
Well, I forgot Nick was leaving. But no, I mean, you could be on it.
Plane. I don't want to mess.
I can kick Andy out fucking like that. He doesn't even know what's going on. He doesn't even know.
Listen, have me on. Let me try some pizza.
All right, we can make that happen. I got some weird ass pizzas.
I know. I heard. They sound kind of appetizing. I heard, you have like a...
I boiled down Mountain Dew yesterday. That's what I did for an hour and a half. I boiled it down to a syrup. So I have the concentrated syrup of Mountain Dew, and we're going to put that on top of a pizza.
As a glaze?
Yeah, as a glaze with, it's going to be a gamer pizza, and then it's going to have, it's going to have pizza pockets, and it's going to have, Doritos, crushed up Doritos.
I'll be honest.
Yeah.
See, like, I'd
eat that.
Yeah, I know you are. Okay, fine. You're on the podcast. That's going to be good.
Really good, honestly.
That's
a Mountain Dew glaze sounds incredible.
Yeah, it's really sweet. And the whole house smelled amazing. It smelled incredible.
Oh, so you've already made it.
Oh, yeah. I've already made the Mountain Dew glaze.
Syrupy.
Yeah, it's a complete syrup. Like, legit just syrup.
Have you, like, tasted it?
Yeah.
It just tastes
like candy. Yeah. It's awesome.
This sounds great.
See, yeah,
like I think I could be any sort of level of unhinged, but then like Roger just like spews anything out of his mouth.
Whoa,
like,
okay. I don't know about anything.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
God.
Man. I've got a couple of life updates.
Okay.
What's up?
Nothing huge, nothing major.
Divorce.
But I wanna I've got a couple life updates. Exciting things, nothing huge though. Neither of them have quite happened yet, but I do need to make plans for one of them.
Are you scared about what's going to happen? Because I didn't know it was life updates we're getting from Barrett.
Scared.
I gotta make a call.
Oh, no.
Hey, Barrett.
Hi, Andy Cortez. You're live on the Kind of Funny Next Gen podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. Just drinking a little Mountain Dew. What's
Hell
up,
yeah.
Dude?
Hell yeah. I was wondering, let's see, what time is it? 2:22. Do you have any open bookings right now? Are you open? Are you free? At this current time,
let me check the schedule quick.
What's
looking
happening
through tomorrow? No, yeah, today would be the best day. Yeah, okay. Today I'm free until I got a thing at 3:15.
Oh yeah. Saw in review. I hear it's going to be an exciting one. Would you be free for a whole head shave right now?
Let's do it.
Okay, cool, awesome, thank you.
What?
I just booked Andy Cortez for a full head shave right now.
What is this about? Is this you? Okay, let me.
No.
Oh yeah.
Are you just not feeling where your hair is at right now?
Yeah. So here's the thing with my hair. Just to preface this a little bit.
Did we talk to Nick Scarpino about this?
I've talked to Kevin Coelho about this.
Okay.
And I've talked to Tim Geddes about this.
Okay.
So,
okay.
He's going on vacation.
Yeah.
He's out the door.
We've got trash bags. We're gonna put me on top of trash bags and stuff. We're not gonna do it right here. We're gonna set me up like right in front of here.
Whole head shape.
So here's the thing: is like my hair's been going for quite some time, and I was looking back at like Zelda in Review Part 1 recently, and like 2019, beginning of 2020, it was like, damn, I still had something there, but the pandemic really took out like the front of my head.
Yeah,
like this is the fucking front of my head. This is all I got like left working. And so like I've talked to you, Roger, and like a mutual friend, Yusuf, about just like when was the time to decide of like just taking it all off. And like Yusuf, like brought in like a very interesting like backstory of like he was doing it since he was
eighth
like
grade,
eighth grade or some shit like that. And then you were more recent, like you were like I feel like you started doing the head shave around the time you moved out.
Yeah, about a year ago now.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so and this was the other thing. It was like my dad was the first one to really point out of like, dude, you're going. And he's one who was like balding by the time I moved out here to San Francisco. So he was 33 at that point.
Jesus
and
age.
I'm sorry.
At Jesus's age.
Yeah, Jesus's yeah. age. Yeah. And he was going at that point at 33. And I'm 28 and I'm worse than he was at 28. And so it was just like one of those like, it's time. It's fucking time to do it. I've been wanting to do it for years. It's been a big conversation with Alyssa because she's seen my head shaved and she fucking hates it. And like I had a very real sit down with her. I was like, hey, like I really don't like my appearance ever, no matter what the fuck I do with my hair. It's just there's so much that has been lost that I can't regain. I hate doing the whole fucking like trying to pretend that I have something that just isn't fucking there.
Now, I'm the least perceptive person in this office, probably. Do you usually wear hats? Do you not? Is your head usually covered?
What? That's the fucking bit, dude. I'm always wearing beanies.
Okay, no, because like now, when you took off your hat, I was like, I don't know the last time I've seen Bear's hair. when you said you're gonna cut off your hair, I was like,
every once in a while, like
if you're not already bald.
Yeah, no, like every once in a while. I'll try not to do it.
Holy
God.
Fuck. Like, since I'm not trying to defend you, I try to defend you. I can't.
You and I gotta hang out more. We don't hang out enough.
I think you just gotta listen more. Holy shit. That's insane.
Because like, it's like when you wear hats all the time, I just don't notice it anymore. I'm like, oh, that's just Barrett. And so when you took off your hat, I'm like, wait a second.
I got Barrett's ass, though, real bad today, though, because Bless got sent over a little train conductor's hat or whatever. What do you call it? Like a little, like almost like child's hat.
Yeah.
And I looked at, when he got it, I looked at Blessing. I was like, oh, put that on Barrett's ass. That's a Barrett hat. And then Barrett picked up the hat. And he was like, is this for Ben?
See, that's the funny thing is like I usually get the critique from my parent or like my mom, and she's like, you got a big fucking head, dude. Mm-hmm. And so that really threw me off with the train hat. And it's funny because like I had like a train hat like that as a kid, and I was like, did this somehow come from my childhood? Like, what is happening right now? I was very confused. So then I just assumed it was like, you know, like cleaning people, they saw the hat.
I don't think you have a big head, though. Would you say he has a big head, Andy?
Yes, because it's about the size of my head. I have a massive head, too.
Really?
Yeah, like when we went to Benihana, tried to put those little Benihana hats on us, did not fit. Me and Cool Greg struggling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Only you guys. No one else.
Yeah.
No one else. So, okay.
Cool Greg's got a thick head of hair, though, too, so I imagine that's what it is.
My question to you is, how are you feeling about this? Like, in terms of confidence?
I've shaved my head before. It's just been years. Like, I was scrolling through pictures because I've done it twice before. Mm-hmm. And I think the last time I did it was 2015 because I have, like, a picture of myself and my friend Ricky from high school. And it was, like, right before Arkham Knight came out. And there was, like, the fucking advertisements everywhere of, like, Batman and the Arkham Knight, like, looking back. And, like, Ricky and I, like, posed next to it, and that was, like, the last, like, image I have of, like, fully head-shaved. So, yeah, I've done it before. Like, it's something I've been wanting to do for a long time, so it's just, like, it was one of those, like, exciting things of, like, all right, let's do it. And then it was, like, trying to figure out how to do this of, like, all right, how do I go about this and, like, not give Blessing or Roger any sort of hint of what's going to happen and just, like, give you
the only thing
all,
I got
nice
was this
surprise.
Morning, he would just keep on looking at me and saying, are you ready for your life to change? I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Like it's threat. The number one gift for me. I've been telling Barrett since day one, shave your head. Because here's the problem. There's a lot of people that shave their heads. Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Everybody.
He's an angel.
Everybody take a seat.
What the fuck? That just happened.
The thing is, a lot of people, when balding men are scared of shaving their heads, is because they're scared of what they will look like with their head with no hair. And for me, I've always been like, Barrett, we've seen you without hair. You look cool. Shave it. You
know? Yeah. But then I've got Kevin in my ear, and he's like, no, you don't look cool, and stuff like that. And same with Alyssa.
You can't listen to Kevin.
But then also, this
I'm
was
sorry
the other...
for being honest with you, Barrett. I'm sorry for being honest with you.
So,
opinion.
Here's the other thing, too, is like not a distant relative, but like a couple, like a relative that I'm not like super close with passed away recently. So that got me to like hang out with family. And they're all very real with me when this conversation was brought up, and they're like, you know what's sexy? Either full head or bald head.
Yep.
The in-between, not sexy. And that's the thing that, like, I've, you know, not by my choice, but have been like hanging on, pretending like something is there that isn't anymore. Yeah, so that's
it's what Shaq and Barkley always say on the NBA Tonight. Whenever there's an NBA player who's balding, like LeBron, like Kevin Durant, they always say, "Come home." Come home. That's like, that's our way of saying it. Just come home. Just shave your head. Come home.
Come home. That's amazing.
Yeah. Home. So like, what's your beard situation like?
Not great. That was the other factor too. It was like, I was also holding on to like hope of like maybe the beard can start to come in and then I can get the, like the kind of Roger look going on, or just like, cause that's the classic bald, but beard.
Yeah.
But this is still coming in like really patchy. I'm not as like patient of like kind of like waiting. Like maybe it's just like the really long waiting game. I do remember like my dad couldn't get like a full beard going until like he was like 30.
Yeah.
So I feel like I still have like a couple years on that, but I still have like a nice like light like thing going on here that I don't feel like, I feel like it's just
I ask because I've ran through all these options in my head as well.
Right.
Where like, you know, I used
you
to
gotta
rock,
think all the combos.
I used to rock way shorter hair, and when my hair was shorter, like you could see my hairline pretty clearly. And my hairline's pretty uneven.
Mm-hmm.
And that started when I was probably around like 22, 23 years old. And that was something I was super self-conscious about. And like I thought about all the time of, oh dang, okay, one day I'm probably gonna have to shave my head. And I was going through the options of maybe I'll grow a beard. Maybe I'll do this. Maybe I'll do that. And then I tried growing a beard during the pandemic, and I hated that beard. And I
but
really
I'm trying
to
like imagine you with like a, just like a full ass like fucking beard.
Maybe
like,
when I turn you so saying cool. that it took till your dad was like 30 is giving me hope because like if it was the beard that I had what a year or two ago, I'm not gonna rock that because it was just a bit too patchy and uneven.
Yeah,
but
it's
like
the patience game, you know.
Yeah, I just don't like the idea of me being like bald and then also not having any facial hair.
Yeah,
because then I feel like I look like an alien. Yeah. Me personally, not other people.
Barrett, shave my head.
Let's do it.
Woo! I was just thinking about Barrett with just a thick mustache, and I think that might be cool. I don't know if that's possible.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
But I think like a thick mustache, like a thick
just
one,
a thick mustache,
like a big old caterpillar.
Just a thick mustache.
No, just a thick, like maybe like a little bit twirly, like a little twirlies at the ending. You know what I mean? Like a 1920s villain.
I was gonna say
with the train hat. I think that's good.
It looks like he's about to kidnap Popeye's wife.
I like this. No arm. Yeah, there's no arm holes. So straight jacket. I love it.
Oh man, I wasn't expecting this when I
watched
it.
This is incredible. I love this.
Fantastic.
This is only one of two life updates.
Yeah,
oh my god.
Saying, what's the other I guess we'll get to the other one.
What's the other life update, Barrett? I could tell him.
I'm getting a divorce.
Oh, practicing glasses.
Do we want to get a wireless mic on him or are you not going to talk?
It's going
to
be real loud with the buzzing, I'd say.
Yeah, it's a great call.
Yeah. I mean, while he's getting his haircut, I can bring in my topic.
He already acts a fool.
Yeah, I do want to hear about these acting classes, but I guess we'll get there in a second. Before we get there, though, let me tell you about patreon.com. Oh, actually, that's where you're at.
We're already there.
Roger?
Yeah.
I had a topic that I told you about this morning.
Is that the work scissors or are those your scissors?
Joey
scissors, everybody.
No way. It's one of two scissors that we have in this office.
I didn't have any. Sorry, Joe.
Sorry, Joe.
So I had a topic I told you about this morning. I'm not doing that topic. I want to save that for when it's more developed. What I actually want to talk
to you. What the fuck
does that mean? Just don't worry about it. What I want to I want to ask you, and I'm actually glad that Andy Cortez is here because like, I was going to ask Roger, you and Barrett, both as people who are in relationships, people that have been in like long-term relationships, coming from a single person. How many times is too many times to bring different girls to the same first date spot?
Because
like there is a board game cafe that I like a lot.
Yeah, I know you do.
In San Francisco.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. And I'm there all the time.
Yeah.
And it's turned out to be such
and you know the people that work there, right? Like, is it that situation?
No, it's not that situation. Because, like, honestly, not the staff doesn't really do a great job of remembering who I am.
No.
You know, they don't. You've been there, so you know where I'm getting
they
at.
Suck,
like, the service there isn't necessarily the best, but I'm not there for the service. I'm more so there for the vibes and the activities and also the fact that it's located very well.
Yeah.
Right? Down the street, you have coffee stops. Down the street, you also have hot pot. This is wild to do while Barrett's getting his haircut.
I love this.
Right next door, you have a nice bar to go to.
Yeah.
But then, like, when you're at this board game cafe, you have so much stuff that you can do and, like, so many good discussions that can spawn off of that, right? Like, it's nice getting to know somebody while you're playing chess or you're playing Exploding Kittens.
Tell me the number. How many first dates have you brought to this one place? Over or under five?
Under five.
Okay.
The list is growing because, like,
I'm trying to get to double digits by next month.
I'm going to be on the shit list.
I brought think two.
God, it's unhinged, everybody.
Yeah, I want to say I brought two dates there so far.
Guys, we're breaking out the razor.
And
the shears are out, and I mainly just, we have, like, remember when I cut Kevin's hair during Extra Life and I gave him the mullet? We have to mess around with it first. So we're going to give him the fryer cut. We're going to give him, like, the just super bald up top.
Okay. I like that.
Get the Boss Baby one. Oh, you already took it off.
Oh, you're right.
Ah, fuck.
You can get some hair from the bottom.
GTA barber.
Get Joey's tape and glue.
So I've organized.
It's already looking good.
I cut that whole too large, Barrett. Some hair's falling through.
I've organized two first dates at this place already, and I have one upcoming. So I've done two first dates. And have another one this week. So
I don't think
my third date there.
I don't think this is an issue unless you are like close to like the people that work there. Right? Okay. Like if you get to the point where it's like, yo, what's up, Marissa? And then Marissa starts making comments about like, oh shit,
it's like, another one.
Oh, it's another girl. What about the last girl? You know what I mean? Like once it starts with a thing where they're invested in your relationships or like they are invested in you coming there with certain people, then there's an issue.
Okay.
I don't think you're good. I think you're good. I think you're totally good.
My follow-up being, what are some other, for you guys who have been in relationships for a while, what are some other like date ideas that you think could be creative? Because like I feel like I talk to single people about this all the time and we throw things back and forth.
Yeah, you guys are getting very creative. And I don't think I'm not first dates, are you saying specifically?
First dates.
I always do like the generic, like, you know, mini golf and like a movie type deal.
Not generic.
I feel like it is. Like, you know, just a movie and like an activity or something like that. It's like I do the movie a lot. That was like my go-to back then. But again, I've been single for what, like 5 years now? So
must be nice.
Yeah,
be
it's
nice.
Been a long time.
Movies. The movie is the thing I stay away from.
Interesting. Talk to me about that.
Well,
I was also younger when I was first starting. Like, I was dating when I was like 18, 19, right?
Which so, makes
like,
sense.
Yeah, like when you're a teenager, it's always a movie. Like,
early on in my dating career, every now and then I was doing the movies. But what I realized very quickly was the fact that you can't talk and have conversation and get to know another person while you're watching a movie, right? Like, it's very much you go there, you're silent for like 2 hours, you come out, and like
you have things to talk about now.
Yeah, you can go to a bar, you can go like get food or go to a cafe or something and talk about the movie afterwards, which is nice. But I feel like at that point, you've already burned away like a lot of time on this date by watching Endgame or whatever the fuck you're watching.
God. Sorry, everybody. Barrett is getting his hair buzzed right now and he is looking good.
Is this like the usual, I guess, step by step? You start at the top before you work your way to the sides?
No, I just started at the top so you could look silly with just like super bald up top with the hair on the sides.
When I would get my hair cut, I went to this one barber who would always do it like this, and I always thought he was just doing it to fuck with me because I would just look like an old man in the beginning because like my sides would be in, and then he would just have the top completely buzzed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm liking it. So my first date with Leanza, it was dinner and then mini golf. So that was it. The mini golf was in the mall too, which was perfect. So then we just like walked around. She saw some stores and we walked in and we looked at some nerdy things, and then it was a nice little, that was a fun little date.
And how old, you guys were like 18, 19?
I was 19. She was 20.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's young. That's a solid like young person.
I would say that's a great young person.
Yeah. Now you guys, I wasn't able to drink or anything.
Let me
tell
you, at 29, I can't take a girl to the mall.
No. Yeah. No, you can't do that. No. You can't go to Claire's.
Maybe I can go to Claire's. Claire's might be on the table at 29.
That's what we did though. we like walked through. We're just looking through bullshit. Yeah, we're just looking at bullshit. Oh my god, Claire's is very different than Tiffany's.
which one is Claire's?
Claire's is like
when you have breakfast at.
No,
is Claire's not a jewelry spot? Tiffany. Or am I?
Yes. Well, it's like a kid's jewelry spot almost. Like it's like
so you're not buying rings.
No, it's like
first piercings at Claire's.
Yeah, exactly. You got like the first piercings, and everything's made out of lead for some reason, and people get in trouble for it. It was a whole thing. God, I love that jib shot with this. Sorry, audio listeners. I know this is a rough one for y'all. You guys got to go over to the YouTube.
Fantastic for us.
This is incredible.
I already like where it's at, honestly.
I'm so interested to hear Nick Scarpino's thoughts on this happening. This looks great.
Do you go to a barber?
No, not anymore. But I'm thinking about it since I'm getting a car. I guess a life update for me. I'm getting a car, like buying my first car, which is nice. And like, yeah, I might go to Supercuts. I might do might do the Tim Gettys thing.
Are you gonna get the membership?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm me and Tim are like the same wavelength of like, we see a deal, it's like, fuck, that's the deal, right? Like he's got his haircuts down to a real good number, and I'm like, fuck, if I can do like the yearly Supercuts price, then I'm gonna totally do that, because like it's just ease of use of like someone just goes in there, like I'm not worried about someone fucking up my head because it's just literally just a buzz cut, right? Yeah. Like I don't think it's, I think the beard is the biggest issue, but like even then, like anything's better than nothing, right? Because I'm doing the most basic shit.
I went to, I don't think it was Supercuts. It might have been this spot in my hometown called Cost Cutters, which already I should have known.
Yeah,
good fucking name.
That's a yeah, good name. Cost Cutters is a great name, but they gave me the worst haircut of my life.
Yeah,
it was in high school. It was right before I went to this summer camp for a week. And they left me so fucking patchy. Like, I was just looking for a regular buzz cut. I wasn't looking for anything crazy. Yeah. Just a buzz cut. And when I tell you, I was so fucking patchy by the end of that haircut. And I finished
from a buzz cut.
What up?
From a buzz cut?
From a buzz cut, yeah.
Whoa.
It was really bad. Yeah, and I looked at my mom. My mom was like, is this what you want? And I'm like, no. And so, and so I just went bald. Yeah. Thankfully, they got the bald thing right. But okay. Then, yeah, I went to summer camp bald, and I hated it. Like,
that sucks.
Yeah, no. But that's why I always look at places like Cost Cutters and Supercuts with like a bit trepidation.
Yeah.
I don't know if Supercuts is as bad as Cost Cutters.
No, I don't think so. But I've heard some bad things here and there. Right. I've heard Tim swears by, Supercuts. But he's found like the people like that he knows. And I think that's the thing, is that I need to find like my person at Supercuts. It's like, hey, you know how to fucking buzz my head super easy. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about, you've also been bald for a little bit, like you've cut your hair really short. I've cut my hair really short. Mm-hmm. Barrett's only done it a few times. How worried Barrett, are you? Oh fuck, he can't hear you. He can't talk to us. But like, should, I don't know, like when I first buzzed my head, I was like very taken aback by how cold everything was, like my head.
Oh, like things to keep in mind when you're,
yeah, exactly. Like I was taken aback by that, and I was also taken aback about how much management I have to do with my scalp now. Of like, not too much, but like I put like a tree tree oil in it and things like that.
I guess like for Bear, like probably sunscreen on the top of the head is probably a good call. It's different because like obviously me and Bear are different pigments, right? And so like I'm not somebody who uses sunscreen at all.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I would imagine.
I'll never forget that when we're at Tahoe.
And y'all were trying to get me to put on sunscreen. I'm like, motherfuckers, I'm good.
No, that's not how that works, though. No, I was just literally talking about this with Lianza again. Uh-huh. Of like, we were at Tahoe, everybody, and we're all, Lianza and I, we're all putting on fucking sunscreen, and Blessing's like, I don't need that, I'm black. I'm like, that's not how that works.
It is 1,000% how that works.
No, it's,
I'm
not
really just
look
black.
It up.
I am Nigerian.
Okay, yeah, but that's not how that works, though. Like, you can still get skin cancer and stuff.
No, man, I got the melanin.
No, that's not. No, that's not. No matter how much you repeat it, that doesn't mean anything.
I don't know how much I can stress.
Roger, he's black.
I'm black. I don't need sunscreen.
My black girlfriend was putting on sunscreen.
I am darker than Lianza. Does melanin?
Yeah, you're going to get an emphatic no.
Skin. Oh, yeah. Already on a thing.
Yeah. What does it say?
While they are less, all right, people with dark skin may have the misconception. But like, all right, let me read the full thing. People with dark skin may have the misconception that they are immune to skin cancer,
yeah,
because their skin has more melanin or pigment, says Anna Siuria, MD. While they are less likely to get skin cancer.
Yeah, but is she white or what?
Like, who's this person, first of all? While they are less likely to get skin cancer, they are still at risk. Less likely, though. And also, this
are you willing to take that risk?
This plus. Also, it says nothing about the sun. Is the sun the only thing that prevents skin cancer, or can it just happen?
I imagine
there are other causes but the sun.
Oh, man, roasting me, man.
I imagine there are other causes that aren't the sun.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like, what am I going to do?
the Earth just gets a little hotter sometimes, and it has nothing to do with the cars.
The protective role of melanin against UV damage in human skin. These are just headlines now. Melanin protects us from skin cancer, but can also cause it. I don't know.
Wait, what? We got a lot of misinformation right now.
That's from healthline.com.
Let's see. I don't know. So, yeah, it's... It's an interesting one because it is easier to maintain with a head, but also you have a lot of things of like, you start looking at your head and you're like, fuck, I got some bumps or something. Oh, I got some acne on my head that I never would have noticed.
Mm.
So that's like I feel like those are like the pros and cons of getting your hair, going for a buzz cut and going short.
See, I want to know about maintenance. Is this the thing now where you're shaving your head every day?
Not every day. I let it go to a certain length, but, If I wasn't lazy, I would do it every day.
Yeah.
Just to keep it to but I'm not like actually shaving it like fully with like a razor or anything like that. I'm just literally using my clippers like that. Is this how close you're going, like the length we're going for?
It actually does look good.
I like it.
I like this.
I think this is the length. I don't know if we go to. Do we go to the skin? I think this is the length.
No, you. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I like this.
I look like my dad. It's really weird.
What if? Okay, what if we did this?
Uh oh.
What if we created a lookbook for Barrett? Mm-hmm. Since Barrett's entering a new era mm-hmm. with the hair, why don't we create a new era with the style and the outfits?
Yeah, I like that.
I've already got one figured out.
He's got one figured out.
Leon figured
the
out.
Professional look.
Leon the professional.
So I was thinking about this.
I had to look this up. Who's Leon? What's he a professional
look? No, it's a movie. So is I don't know anything about Leon the professional or the Equalizer. Are those connected?
Barrett says no. I was
pretty
say,
similar.
I can't
though.
Tell you.
Pretty similar. Huh?
I'm looking up Leon. Who's this woman with sunglasses?
What?
There's a woman with sunglasses that appears in my...
Natalie Portman?
Oh, that is Natalie Portman.
Child on...
Holy shit. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see the Leon the professional thing. Wait, so you're going for this, Barrett? Like the large trench coat?
I'm that with like the beanie and the glasses and shit.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, you do wear the glasses. You do rock.
See, he notices the glasses, not the beanie. I notice the glasses. I don't know about the beanie.
Like, is the beanie daily? Are you wearing it every
day? I'd like to think that Blessing has like a checklist, like which head accessories do people wear at work? Like, oh, glasses, head accessory.
I'm like a fucking creative character. It's like, you can only pick one accessory for your head. I'm sorry.
That's so fucking
either glasses or hat. Can't do both at the same time. Oh, yeah, I can see it. Fuck. Barrett, I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, you're looking good, Barrett.
I'm also about to make you an entire lookbook. We're gonna upgrade you.
So are we making like a Pinterest page? Like, what do you mean by lookbook? Like, what's the...
I mean, it could be on Pinterest. You know, Pinterest is very popular for that kind of thing. I was just going to go on ASOS and like, dude, don't smile at me at ASOS. I was going to go on ASOS because ASOS has like the, like,
I love you. That you can make. I love you gatekeeping ASOS the other day on stream. He's like, the other day on stream, he's like, you know, you don't have to tell them where I shop. It's a secret place. I'm like, oh, ASOS, like a very extraordinarily popular. Yeah, you literally. He's like, these nerds don't need to know where I get my special shirts.
I'm saying they don't need to know. I'm just saying they don't need to know. I'm not saying it's a secret place.
So, like, you just want to gatekeep your ASOS.
Our audience is shopping at Kohl's and Walmart. They don't know about fucking ASOS.
I mean, that's where Mike goes. Mike's a Kohl's guy through and through.
Yeah?
Yeah. For some reason. I don't know why. He just looked at me as like, we're going to Kohl's. I'm like,
Kohl's
sure.
Is like where my parents would take me when I was a kid.
My mom would take me to Marshall's, and I fucking hate Marshall's.
Marshall's?
Marshall's is just a
you know what, you
gross
know what
feeling place.
I've not been back there in years and years and years. TJ Maxx?
Oof.
Mom loves TJ.
When I was in college, TJ Maxx was that spot, dude.
Yeah.
Because they had the good prices. Like, you're getting pretty decent clothes for under $20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with Kohl's, I feel like, yeah.
I feel like Kohl's is more expensive.
Yeah.
Because TJ Maxx almost, like, I don't know if TJ Maxx has, like, a thrifted area, but, like, all those clothes look thrifted. It's like, oh.
They might be. They might.
Like, I look at all these
rummaged
racks.
Is what they are.
Yeah, like, I look at all these racks, and I'm like, people wore these. Like,
yeah.
Owned this before they got here.
These
or
were
like,
tried on 30 times.
Or at the very least, like, these came from another store. Like, these aren't all TJ Maxx originals. Whereas I go to Kohl's, and I'm like, oh, these are all brand new clothing.
You know,
buying these for like 40
that's
bucks
an interesting thing, because I do remember hearing something about how people would go to TJ Maxx or something like that, and they would find like essentially like very expensive Jordans at like 20 for $20, like real Jordans too. Like, so I don't know what the situation is there. Maybe it is like a return thing. Maybe it is like kind of like a secondhand thing. But
I'm looking it up right now.
Interesting,
because TJ Maxx did define an era of my life. The first thing I put is TJ Maxx a thrift store?
Is it?
This is resellingrevealed.com. TJ Maxx is a go-to shopping destination for many bargain hunters, but the question remains, is TJ Maxx a thrift store? Should you be adding TJ Maxx into your thrift store rotation instead of Goodwill or Savers? Well, maybe, but they're not really the same. So let's take a look at the...
All right, you got to skip ahead. You can't...
at what differentiates TJ Maxx from most thrift stores, and how you can still make...
You got to skip ahead.
You can still strike it lucky there. TJ Maxx is an American discount retailer that's been around since 1976. It was founded by Bernard Camerata. Why are we getting to the founder?
Go Bernard.
This man is the person that reads like the five paragraphs before a fucking recipe.
They need to keep you on the website to sell more ads.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to get the full story, all right? In general, a thrift store is a retail outlet that sells secondhand goods at discounted prices.
It's an AI.
Yada, yada, yada. Also, not all, but many thrift stores are nonprofit. TJ Maxx is not a traditional thrift store, but rather a discount retailer that offers designer brands at lower prices than department stores. The easiest way to think of TJ Maxx is simply as a clearance center for a bunch of different retailers. It's a clearance store.
Thank you.
Listen, you wanted me to get to the bottom of it. I got to the bottom of it for you, Rod.
And I think we got to the bottom of Barrett's head, everybody. He's done. Look at him. Whoa. Oh, my gosh. He's awoken from his cocoon. A bald boy. Bald boy Barrett. I love that.
This is great.
I'm happy. I honestly thought you were going to go to the skin, and I kind of like this better. This is great.
Yeah, I like this way better.
I selfishly did this.
Yeah.
You look great.
More people should get their hair cut on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, how did it feel?
It feels so good. Shout out to Andy Cortez, who I trust with my head, trust with my scalp. But it feels good. You were talking about like care for it and like suddenly feeling cold and all that stuff. I kind of like that. I kind of like the breeze on it.
Yeah.
You know? And when it comes to care, I am so fucking lazy. So it's going to be like, I'm going to let this grow out again a little bit, not to the lengths that I used to. And then it's just going to be like, all right, Andy, take 10 minutes, fucking shave it all off again, you know?
I'll give you some suggestions. I got some tea oils for you.
Oh, look at us.
Getting a trash bin.
Wait, you got some what oils?
A tree tea oil?
Tea tree oils.
Yeah. It's nice for your head. Tea tree.
Okay.
Tea tree oil.
Thank you so much, Andy.
Thank you so much, Andy Cortez. Woo!
What's that shirt? I like that shirt.
Cyberpunk. It's a cyberpunk shirt.
It's fresh.
That's cool as fuck.
And it matches your jacket.
Yeah. Andy,
all right, bless.
Let's wrap on Andy Cortez. Woo!
It's time for you to join us.
Wait, in this?
Yeah.
Me?
Oh, no, absolutely not. No. I mean, if my hairline starts to go further back, then probably,
No, you're good. You got a good few years, yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. I don't want to leave this behind.
Mm. I'm glad that you said a few years.
Yeah.
A few
years. Like, just keep me humble.
I mean, but here's the thing. You're about to hit 30, you know? Like, it comes for us all. You know?
Yeah, it does. My dad's bald.
You were talking about as well. Sorry, I'm like catching up on the entire podcast and joining.
He blacked out.
Yeah, and so you're talking about first date spots. I agree with Roger. As long as staff,
it's just like you're speed running the podcast.
Yeah, I
gotta think about everything they're talking about.
Yeah, I agree with Roger on like if staff starts to be like, oh, what's up, Les? Like if they start to feel like they recognize, it's a good thing they don't remember you. Yeah. So, like, honestly, as long as that happens, I think you can keep. God, look at that handsome man right there.
Look at that.
Wow.
Yeah. What about that, Kevin? How do you like that?
Man.
Kevin didn't respond.
And I lost where we were at recently on the podcast. What else we were talking about?
We were talking about fucking TJ Maxx for some reason.
Max. Oh, yeah.
Blessing was reading an AI article about it.
No, I don't think it was AI. Who's top head is that? Is that Andy?
That's Andy's.
Has that
there.
Always been there? That's fucking freaky, dude.
Yeah. Wait, just where? Staring at you.
The top right of the, like, this corner over here.
Yeah.
Like yeah. In our boxes thing. Yeah, I don't know why we have that big face.
Is it a KFA thing?
That's really freaky.
It was something from the old studio, I remember, but I forget why we got it.
No, it was Rooster Teeth. They had it at their offices.
Oh, yeah.
Andy participated in something.
With Greg. Yeah, like, they're in some, like, competition. No. And it was, like, it was back when Andy was working at Rooster Teeth, if I remember correctly.
Let's see if the jib can get there, and I can show the kids.
Oh, yeah, my God. Let's see.
Fire's getting a little tight. Oh,
did it make it? Did it make it?
Is that happening?
I don't know. There we go. Maybe.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It also might be just too dark.
It looks like it's about to get tangled up in itself. I'm scared of looking at this.
Take my flashlight.
Roger.
That's not how that works.
Did you bring a topic to the table?
You want to talk about, what are we doing when we retire? Like, what are we ending our life with? You know what I mean?
Ending our life with?
Yeah, that's what retirement is, right?
Coincidentally,
I thought you were saying, like, what do we do when we're tired? at, like, 3 every day? When I'm like, oh, man.
How are we ending our life every day? I was thinking about that. I was thinking about, like, what is...
I was literally just texting or messaging Nick today about retirement plan. And so
okay. I was thinking about, like, less about, like, the financial side of it. Just more of, like... You know, we wrap it up, right? We wrap it up. We're done with Kind of Funny. We're done with our careers. And what are we doing? Oh, there it is.
There it is.
There's the Andy Cortez. It looks really small in that shot, but let me tell you, it's very big.
Yeah.
It's a very big one.
Somehow bigger than his head.
Yeah. So what are we, I was just thinking about, like, what
are
we
going to do with your time?
What are we doing with our time? Where do you want to move to? You want to move to anywhere more crazy? Do you want to, travel? Because, like, for me, it's always the answer for some reason is, like, I'm going to become a woodworker. I'm just gonna move to like
last thing.
I'm just gonna become a woodworker,
you think
man.
You're gonna have the,
and I'm gonna be really bad at
the
it.
Physical capability for that.
I like it. I just don't have space for it. Right. Like I've done it before. Mm. I worked it. When I was going to school for design, there was a VPED class, which is I forgot what it stood for, but it was basically like you were building like entire like sets and like displays for like you know, just whatever, window displays. You're just building shit with wood. And I liked it a lot, but then, of course, the fucking pandemic halfway through our semester just destroyed that, and I couldn't do it anymore. So that's, like, something that, not necessarily, like, I have a deep passion within me, but, like, I'm like, fuck, I would love to explore that one day. So, like, that would be a cool... That's something I always go back to. Like, if I were to retire and I had money and space and owning a little plot of land and then having, like, I don't know, a woodshed where I just go in there and I just make shit.
I love that.
I just learn shit. I like that.
I wouldn't have expected that.
Your retirement plan is to like just do everything Kevin does in his free time.
Yeah. Everything my dad did that I'm like, I don't know what the fuck he's doing. I'm gonna play video games in my room. Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, I should have been doing that. That seems pretty fucking cool. Mm. Yeah.
Damn, I never thought about this.
Yeah.
It's that tough
thing. Wow, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough thing where every 7 years you're a different person.
Yeah.
Right? Like I do not know where I'm gonna be at personality wise in terms of like where I'm working, all this stuff 7 years from now.
Yeah.
And like that, let alone let's say 40 years from now, 50 years from
kids,
now,
kids, family, whatever it is.
Yeah, because like right now I don't really want kids.
Yeah,
right? Like I don't see myself having kids.
That overrated
could, that could change, right? Like that could, I by the time I hit retirement age, maybe I have kids, and maybe I'm starting to have grandkids, and that totally changes things. Because if I do, then at that age I want to start thinking about like hanging out with them, spending time with them, like building generational wealth. I know that's like, I know this sounds insane, but like true. in the scenario where I have kids and grandkids, I think I want to be at a place where I am owning businesses and like trying to become like an entrepreneur so I can build up generational wealth so I can pass that on to them. It's a conversation I had recently with my dad where like this last July, I went to Seattle to hang out with my sister, her new kid, and then my parents were there as well. And like me and my sister got into this whole conversation with my dad because my dad's like, yeah, I'm opening up a new gas station in Nigeria. And me and my sister are like, oh, interesting. And he's like, yeah, like, you know, I want to pass it on to you guys someday. And I'm like, me and my sister are like, wait, you want to give us a gas station located in like the middle of nowhere, Nigeria?
Yeah.
And at first we said that, we were like, what is this? Like, what are you thinking? We don't even know how this all works in Nigeria. Like, out of all the things to like start, why would you do this? But then the more and more we talked about it, the more and more I started to appreciate it, right? And like appreciate the fact that at the very least he's thinking this way.
Yeah,
and he had a thought process behind it, right? Because in his mind, he's talking about how Nigeria has a lot of opportunities to invest in things like this, right? It's easier to get off the ground. They have the him and my mom have the means to do things like this. Him and my mom also have just like a bunch of different stuff that like they do in that realm of my, I've joked about the pig farm before, but like my mom, when I was in middle school, opened up a pig farm in Nigeria. My dad owned an internet cafe. My parents both run a clinic and an orphanage in Nigeria as well. And like the list goes, like my mom runs a hotel. Like the list goes on in terms of a bunch of different businesses that they have opened and that they run. And so like talking to my dad about it, this time around, he was talking about it so much in the realm of wanting to pass something on and wanting to create this generational wealth and wanting to like leave something behind for his kids, because they're at the age now where they're like, well, we're not going to keep all this, right? If we have 10, 20, 30 years left on this earth, what's the point of building this stuff up if not to pass on to like the people that are coming after us? And for me, that was like very inspiring to hear. Yeah. You know, that was the thing where I was like, damn, like y'all one really care, but then also like you are thinking about this strategically in a way that I think is very valuable. And so I think for me, that's something that I want to start thinking about. If I go down that route, right? And even if it is for, not for me, but for my nephews or for like, just people that I care
anybody
about.
Anybody part of your community or family. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a worthwhile thing. And so for me, that's one aspect of, I want to create these things to pass on. But then beyond that, like, I want to be chilling, you know? I want to be chilling. Maybe it is playing video games in a retirement home. Like I might be fine with that. It's tough to think of a hobby. Or like a thing that
I'd be doing. It's so interesting, right? Because it's like, I don't know, your job is so much, your life is so much your job a lot of the times, right? And like, it's hard to think about like, okay, if you didn't have to do any of that, right? Like, what would that be? And I mean, I think in a lot of ways, I would always be working on something, right? I think I'm the type of person that just goes insane. Like, no matter what great vacation I'm on, I'm just like always fucking itching by like the fourth day.
But that's the nice thing of like, if we're at the point where it's like we're retired,
yeah,
and we're able to like own land, own property, like live in a house and stuff, the job then becomes maintaining the house.
Which
excites the ever living fuck out of me. Just that idea of just like, because that like the struggle that I run into just like as an adult in the late 20s, living in San Francisco, is like just having the time to just like fucking like maintain the apartment and like make it look good and like have it presentable and like all this stuff, where it's like, if I'm retired, it's all I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's all I'm doing. I'm putting in work to make the backyard look good. Our backyard right now does not look great.
Yeah.
And that's because I just don't have the fucking time for it, you know? So it's like finding the free time to do like the little things to like really just like make stuff look cool. And it, like I joked about like we're literally just describing things that Kevin does in his free time, but that is like Kevin does a lot of like cool shit to like, you know, make his place like really good and all that stuff. So that's like something. Your backyard kicks ass and you put a lot of work into it.
Incredible.
And again, I don't know how you put like had any of the time to do any of that shit, but that would be what I would look forward to, is just like making a fucking house. I don't know if it is for like family of like grandchildren or whatever, like come over, all that stuff. In the grand scheme of things, I imagine like there'll probably be a day where I gotta move to Hawaii with Alyssa just to like take care of family and all that stuff. I know that's something my mom wants to do as well, as move over to Hawaii. So I feel like we're all just gonna one day converge over there. And then like we're taking care of the parents, and then one day someone takes care of us, probably somebody on Alyssa's side. Just like, we're old, but we're like, we're cool. So like, come take care of us.
That's an interesting one, because I'm definitely moving to New York.
Yeah.
Or around that area. It's a weird one thing, because my family is up in New York. It's pretty much all my family is there. And then a lot of Leanne's family is down in Florida, and they're potentially, her mom and her dad are going to also move to Florida. So it's like, just on that East Coast is probably the answer. I mean, I don't know. I think it's like, a lot of the thing is like, if I have kids, I probably want those kids to be around her mom and dad and my mom and dad. And I don't know.
I think another one for me, and this is the thing that I've been thinking about a lot lately, right? Like I want to make a game, whether like a board game or a tabletop game or a video game eventually, right? Like, that is something that feels not far-fetched, but I guess like further out in the distance to get to. But I,
but if you're doing that while you're retired, you're just not retired though.
Yeah, exactly.
That is true. But like, I guess like that's a thing where, you know, I want to, by the time I get to retirement age, right, ideally I'd want to do it in a way that's like not as intensive as
a producer role, like
maybe,
like, hey, I'm coming in, change this, all right, bye, see you in 6 months.
Exactly. Right. Or like, I want to have some kind of role of like being able to put myself out there creatively, or have like a vision in a thing creatively. And if, who knows, I'm going to still be wanting to do that when I'm 75 or 80 years old. But I think by the time I'm getting older, right, like that's at least a transition I want to make at some point, is like making games or making creative products. And I think when I get to retirement age, I still want to be using my mind in that way, theoretically.
Yeah.
So whether it's
finding other creative avenues.
Yeah, maybe, and maybe passing down like things that I've learned or things that I know, right?
That weirdly loops back to me signing up for acting classes, which we talked about at the very beginning of the show. I got drunk with some friends. I think you guys were there, probably. I don't know.
One weekend. I don't know.
And there's just like, I remember talking to someone about just like what I'd want to do, just outside of like, what are my passions, just like outside of video games and stuff. And we've talked to like about me like doing like performing in theater and all that stuff in the past. And there's just something that clicked that weekend of like, fuck, I want to get back to this, because if I don't do it now, I don't feel like I'll ever like really like have the energy to really do it again. Signing up for a class that starts in like 2 weeks. It's like an 8-week like kind of like program thing. And it's just a kind of like a first step just to see like where I'm at, and then to see where I could go from there. I've got some aspirations. I don't want to really share them on the podcast, but like getting into a class, looking into some like workshops and stuff, whether in person or just like digitally, because there's a lot of cool workshops online, but they're like based in LA, but that's like a cool thing with like not a cool thing, but a cause of the pandemic or an effect of the pandemic was like a lot of workshops that were LA exclusive kind of swapping to online. So a lot of those are like more accessible now. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting one too, because this is like on camera work as well.
Oh.
And that's my thing is I'm such a fucking theater kid, so it's like a different range of acting. It's a very like you really got to like think about the littlest of details of like what you're doing with like just like facial expressions, how you're reacting to people, timing and stuff is always important no matter what the medium is, but it'll definitely be a different branch of acting that I'm not as used to, just because I'm used to being fucking big. I'm, you know, performing as Malvolio in 12.
You're projecting.
And it's like funny, like I'm used to like playing like weird goofy characters. I like constantly was kind of typecast as like villains in plays. And so, funny enough, like your voice for, or should I say Scarpinom's voice, very similar to my Malvolio voice, which was a character in Twelfth Night, which is more of a Shakespeare comedy.
I want to bully these characters.
Exactly. But that's the thing. Because it's a comedy, there's not really like a villain, but Malvolio was the closest thing to an antagonist because he was kind of a fucking dorky servant that just like was really in love with the main character, but he didn't deserve her. So that's why like I jokingly did this voice in a rehearsal and my director was like, keep that voice. And I was like, oh, great.
Yep.
I'm used to doing that kind of stuff. So it's going to be interesting to kind of go into a different track of being like, no, bring yourself. Yeah. Bring yourself into like a more grounded type of kind of acting. So I'm excited for it. I'm nervous as fuck.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, what's the nerve level?
It's interesting. So the place that I'm going to is based in San Francisco, but they do both online and in person. And I sat in on an online class just because, like, that week was like kind of hectic, and that was like the only time I had available was like sit in on an online class. And I actually did like a couple of like scene reads and stuff, and it felt good. It was like kind of weird because I came in on like the eighth week of like the 8-week course, so it was like really just like throwing me into the fire there with all these people who had like been there for several courses and like all this stuff. But it was fun. It brought something back in me that I'm really excited for, just because I've felt that side of my creativity just like kind of like dead inside my brain for like the last almost decade. So I'm excited to play around with it. And yeah, like doing those scene reads, which was like nothing crazy. It's just like, it was like, I played two different roles of the same scene of like these two old dudes kind of like reminiscing about like some inside joke from like when they were younger. I'm playing both roles. It was like cool to just like bring myself to both of them, but like find different like beats and moments to do something different with each character. And then the teacher really liked me. And so I'm going to be doing an in-person class with that same teacher. And he's like had a conversation, like a 40-minute conversation with him of just like where I'm at, why I'm signing up for the class and all that. And he's really excited to have me. So yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really incredible, man. I'm proud of you. Awesome.
Yeah. I think it's going to be very good for you too.
Like, yeah.
I know for me, I relate to the idea of like having this dormant part of my creative mind.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, not for me, like I know I always talk about dancing being my thing back in the day, or even spoken word poetry being my thing back in the day. Our thing back in the day. And like not doing that in forever, right? Yeah. Like it's kind of left a.
Well, and it's interesting because I feel like you and I, and maybe even Roger, like similar tracks where it's like we had like these passions that like let us have creative outputs. And then we found this industry and we're like, fuck, this is like really cool. And then knowing myself, it was like that happened around the same time that I was like getting out of acting, because I at the time like just was kind of falling out of love of it, specifically for the theater scene in SF. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that creative output kind of like died at the time. Yeah. And then all I focused on was like getting a job in this industry.
Exactly. You know? Like that, my efforts doing that shifted into my efforts doing OK Beast. And then we get hired at Kind of Funny. And now that's your main thing.
And now we're here.
And now there is that side thing where it's like, well, now I go home and I play video games. Right. And I know for me, starting to do softball was such a good, a feel good thing. Like I've been feeling so great doing softball.
That's
like
awesome.
I get there and I'm like energized and like it's a physical activity for me to do that's outside of work, and I'm not thinking about video games at all.
Yeah.
And it's so healthy for my brain. And now that we're winding down on softball, immediately I'm like, all right, let's sign up for soccer. And now we got that going. And at the same time, I'm like looking at a dance studio now.
Fuck
yeah. To figure out if like, you know, when I can go in and I might start doing that.
Should take ballet with Alyssa.
Oh.
I do not have the technique in the discipline for ballet.
That's incredible. Is she actually doing that too?
Yeah. She's been talking about getting back.
I talked to Alyssa forever ago about doing hip hop.
Yeah. I don't know if she, like, I forget, like, what areas of dance she's familiar with in, like, studios in the Bay Area, but she's been on and off, like, ballet for, like, our entire relationship. Oh, wow. She did ballet, I think, throughout college and a bit of high school. So yeah, she was doing that for a long time. But yeah, you should talk to her again. Cause I don't know, like, how familiar she is with, like, specific hip hop, courses.
And the spot that I'm looking at, the studio that I'm looking at has classes that are very specific to the stuff that I was doing growing up, because like, that's been the struggle, is that, you know, finding a hip hop dance class is easier than finding one that's like popping or like all styles, freestyle, tutting, like very specific styles of hip hop. That's a bit more, I guess, niche. And I found a studio that actually has that stuff, and I'm like, let me actually look into that.
Have you thought about a K-pop dance class?
They're it, so that
no, Lanza has done them.
That same studio has K-pop.
Have you thought about
it? No, I'm not doing that, but I thought it was really cool that they had it. If Lianza wants to join me, though, I'm like...
You're in a K-pop dance class.
No, she wants to go to the
Alyssa,
same studio.
Alyssa sure as shit would join you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to do the K-pop dance class.
He's going to be too cool. He's going to be in the corner.
I shaved my head.
Hey, there's no... such
You got scared. You're like, oh, my God.
I was like, who is that, man?
Oh, my God.
Why is my dad on the podcast?
For the record, there's no such thing as too cool for K-pop. I respect all of you guys. You guys are the best.
It seems like you're acting too cool for K-pop, though. Oh, you know what I mean?
K-pop is too cool for me. That's the thing. That's why I can't.
Like, okay,
K-pop is
okay.
Too cool for me. I got nothing
that's
on not
that's his deflection.
Oh my God, Barrett's Junk wearing a beanie for the first time in his life. That's crazy. You notice that, Bliss? That's crazy.
I've never seen this before. Well, you look different with
God
the beanie.
God damn it.
On.
Jesus
it's
fucking
been my
God.
Look since like a pretty regular look ever since the studio launched.
Yeah, but it's just the fact that I don't think I've seen your hair in years, maybe.
No, that's not true. Like, I take the hats off every once in a while whenever I'm actually feeling my hair, which again is very rare. But now,
whoa,
look at that guy.
Speaking of which, I feel like that's a good way to close out the show, just because I know that there's a podcast.
Yeah,
no, I was gonna blow through that podcast. Fuck that podcast. Fuck is it in review? Is it screencast? Is it podcast?
Review for Saw 2.
Ain't nobody care about Saw.
I don't. The way Andy and Tim were talking about it this morning, it seems like this is gonna be a popping.
You know, this one's spelled Saw TOO.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of the Kind of Funny Next Gen podcast. I've been blessing. That's been Roger. I was looking at the thing, but like I went this way, and Barrett is like is mirrored. So for a second, I'm like, am I pointing at Barrett? Yeah.
It's racism. Our bald heads.
Saw as well.
Yeah, racist,
as well.
I'm racist
as
against
well.
Bald.
Yeah.
That's been another Kind of Funny Next Gen podcast for you. That, of course, you can get the show only on patreon.com/kindoffunny. And ladies and gentlemen, that's been the episode. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you. God damn it.
God is us. The back of my neck.